Okay, so we learned that two reasons why Reb Nechunya ben Akana holds that Kares is similar to Mises Beis Din, and why you say Kimle B'Dram Be Kares. Abaye said because Asom includes all kinds of Asomos, Asom Bidei Adam, which is Mises Beis Din, and Asom Bidei Shemayim. And Rava said because we learn it from Imhalem Yalimu that Kores and Mises Beis Din are Kores is a substitute for Mises Beis Din. If the Beis Din doesn't kill him, then the Rabbon Hashem will give him Kores. Okay. My, so now that we're on Lamed Amud Beis, the middle of the Amud. My Ika Ben Rava Labaya. So what's the Nafkamina between Rava's reason, Rav Nechunya ben Akana, and Abaya's? Ika Benayu Zor She'ochel Truma. The Nafkamina would be a Zor who ate Truma. Zor who ate Truma is Chayiv Misu Bidei Shemayim and not Kores. And what are the differences between Kores and Misu Bidei Shemayim? So we'll see Rashi says, let's see Rashi first. Zor She'ochel Truma, the Mezid, who be Misu Bidei Shemayim. So there's no Kores, but there's Misa Bidei Shemayim. Velo b'Kores. So now Rashi says, what's Kores? Kores hu v'zaru ne'noshim t'chsiv aririm yiyu. Rashi learns the difference between Misa Bidei Shemayim and Kores is that Kores, not only is a person affected, but his children are also affected. Children under Bar Mitzvah are also affected. The Rambam says that in certain situations, a person's children is considered like his property, and the Rabban Shem punishes a person through his children also. So here, aririm yiyu, and not only aririm means also that either if they didn't have children, they won't, and if they had children, they'll die. Now that doesn't mean that the children are dying solely because of the sins of the parent. Because the Torah says not like that, right? Even though the Gemara in Sanhedrin darshans that pasuk that l'gabi edus, but the Pashup Shah and the Pasuk is also there. So the idea is that for whatever reason these children have to die. Their own reason. Not because of a punishment, it could be a Gilgal, right? Their neshamas came back to this world a second time and they had to live 7 years and die. Or what's it called? That was the amount of time given for those neshamas. It says David HaMelech was supposed to live a second if Adam HaRishon didn't give him 70 years. Mashma, there are neshamas that are supposed to come into this world for a short time. It's part of the plan of the world. Whatever the reason is, right, it could be a million other reasons that we have no idea about. These neshamas were supposed to come into this world for a short amount of time. The shaila is who gets them. So sometimes the Rabban Hashem gives them to people as a Nisayan, or as a schus, that they should be able to do chesed with these neshamas or whatever. And sometimes a punishment. People who deserve to be punished, right, through their children, Kari, get children like that to die. It's not always a punishment. It's not always part of Kari. It's just like, what's it called? The Tosa says the difference between Kari and Misa Shemayim is how old you are when you die. Right, could be Misa Bidei Shemayim is a general kind of thing that a person has a death penalty over him. Kares is you die before you're 60. So people who are supposed to get Kares, so, and they're supposed to be punished through their children, get children like that. Okay, again, nothing is simple, but that's one way of understanding the idea. Okay, so Rashi learns, Tosus learns that every Kares is Ariri. There are Kores with Ariri and Kores without Ariri. So that's not the difference between Kores and Misa Bidei Shemayim, the different degrees of Kores. But the difference of Kores and Misa Bidei Shemayim is how old you are. Misa Bidei Shemayim is a general kind of thing. You have a Psak Misa, and where there are no other Zechuyos, you're going to die. And Kores is you're going to die before you're 60. Okay. So therefore it's Misa Bidei Shemayim, but it's not Kores. Okay, and Misa Bidei Shemayim is not as serious as Kores. So therefore, Labaya Potter, Abaya, who says that the Limud in Rav Nachum ben Akana is specifically what's it called, not specifically Kares, but any Asan Bidei Shamayim, Misa Bidei Shamayim is also an Asan Bidei Shamayim. So according to that, Rav Nachum ben Akana would say that your Potter Kimlei with Rab Minei by Misa Bidei Shamayim too. Ula Rava Chayiv, but Rava says that what's it called, that it's Davka Kares that substitutes for Misa Bidei Shamayim, but that wouldn't include Misa Bidei Shamayim. And therefore, according to Rava, you would not say Kim Leva the Rab Minei, according to Rav Nachum ben Akana by Misa Bidei Shamayim, and you'd be Chayiv. You'd have to pay for the Truma. The Gemara says, Ula Abaya Potter, Lamaisa, according to Abaya, that Misa Bidei Shamayim is also included in Kim Leva the Rab Minei, you'd be Potter. But that can't be, because it doesn't fit the criteria, it doesn't fit the framework of Kim Levi Rav Minei. The Omer of Chizda, Moder of Nachum ben Akana, Begon of Chelbo Shel Chaveru, V'yachlo Shuchayiv, Shekvar Nischayiv, Begneva, Kodin Shabal Lidei Yisr Chelev. Right, Rav Nachum ben Akana is also Moder, that if you stole somebody's Chelev, which you're Chayiv Koreis on, and you ate it, that you're Chayiv to pay for it, even though you're Chayiv Koreis. Why? Because when you stole it, the Chiyuv Mammon came before the Chiyuv Kares came. You were Chayiv Mammon before you were Chayiv Kares. You Chayiv Mammon as soon as you stole it. And you weren't Chayiv Kares till you ate it. So therefore, the, what's it called, the eating and the stealing are two separate things. So there's no Kimle B'Rab Minei. Same thing over here. Alma, the Me'idna, the Me'ganve, the Agve, Kanye, Mishchai, V'Nafshe, Lohavi, Adachalei. Hachinami, Be'idna, the Agve, Kanye, Mishchai, V'Nafshe, Lohavi, Adachalei. Same thing over here. A Zor, who ate Truma, bemezid, right, as soon as he picked up the Truma, he's Chayiv Al-Tzaganev. So he has to pay for the Truma. So, and he's not Chayiv for Misa B'Dei Shemayim till he eats it. So this would not fit the criteria of Kim Levi the Rab Minei, even according to Abaya. So this can't be the nafkamina between Abaya and Rava by Zor Shachal Truma B'Mezid, because this wouldn't be a case of Kim Levi the Rab Minei. According to everybody, you'd be chayiv to pay for the Truma. Rashi. Labaya Potter, one second. Labaya Potter, Mitashlumim, the Nafkale may also be de Shemayim, the whole also Mamashim, Ben Bemisim, Ben Bekaris, doesn't make a decent Misim, De Shemayim, or Karis, according to Abaya. According to Rava, it's specifically Karis that Rav Nachum ben Akana says Paters. Mor says, Labaya Potter bit me, no, you know me, the Misim, De Shemayim, Poteris, Mitashlumim, right? Even if you assume that Misa B'Dei Shamayim would go into the klal of Kimlei B'Dei Rab Minei, Aval Heicha Da'ochel Truma D'Gzela Mi Mifter. But if you ate Truma that you stole, and why would you be potter from paying for the Truma? Hakivan Da'ag Bokanya, as soon as you picked it up, you're a kone v'chayiv v'tashlumin. You're chayiv to make restitution, to either give back the Truma or pay for it. Now you ate it, so you can't give back the Truma, so you have to pay. But the chiyuv of paying came before you ate it. Vathilu, tisorif, even if it gets burnt, you have to pay it back. Mishchayiv benafshel, ohavi adochalei. And you're not mishchayiv misa until you eat it. So the chiyuv misa and the chiyuv tashlumin don't come at the same time. Gemara says, no. Hochav mayaskin, and kagon shetochav lo chaveiro letoch piv. It's talking where you didn't pick it up. Somebody stuffed the truma into your mouth with your consent. You told them, stick the truma in my mouth. So you're over bemezid eating the truma, right? And you didn't pick it up. So when did you, were you kone it? When you ate it. So mele, the chiyuv misa and the chiyuv tashlumin came at the same time. Mars is not true. Sof, kiven de la seikarya. You're not chayiv misa till you swallow it. And you're chayiv for the geneva as soon as you chew it. As soon as you chewed it, you were mazik the truma and you have to pay. So they're not come at the same time. The chiyuv misa comes at the swallowing, and the chiyuv mammon comes at the chewing. Right? Gemara says, the last sekanya mischayiv benafshel havi adibola. Gemara says, no, kigon shetochav lo letoch beis habliya. The guy didn't put it into your mouth; he put it into your throat. So there was never a kinyan made. The swallowing and the chiyuv misa and the Chiyuv Mamon came at the exact same time. So Rosh says, Hechidami. How could that be? Either Machi Ladura Nehada. If you could spit it up and it'll still be, what's it called, edible. So then, what's it called, for to somebody who didn't see what was going on, right? Like in the restaurants, right? You don't know what happened in the kitchen. I used to work in the kitchen and tells, right? You don't know what the food looks like before you get it. You get it a nice plate or whatever. So that doesn't bother you. So if it looks edible, right? So, then it's edible. And then, lemaisa, what's it called? Since you weren't mahadar the chiyuv, tashlumin, what's it called, so imot laduri amaychayiv. Right? If you could spit it up, right? So spit it up. Either lo motzi laduri amichayev. And if he couldn't, then why are you chayev? You didn't do anything. The guy did everything. Right? The guy put it into your throat. Rashi. Iboyele ladure. Shetoka lo chaveiro. The lo agba. The lo kanya. You didn't pick it up and you weren't calling it. Somebody stuffed it into your mouth. The lo mechayev etashlum emele bliyosha. You chayev to pay when you swallow it. Mischayev dami hanoyes meya velo dmei kula, and even there you're not chayev to pay for all of it, only for what you enjoyed, because you didn't pick it up. Okay, v'hashay techiu misa nami. At that moment you chayev misa. That's why, according to Abaye, you'd be potter, because chiyuv misa and the chiyuv tashlumin come at the same time. And according to Rava, you'd be chayev because it's not koresh; it's only misa v'shabayim. Right? If you could have spit it up, so then lechora, what's it called? At that moment that you didn't spit it up, that's when already you're chayef, before you swallowed it. If he stuck it into a place where you couldn't put it forward. So right before you, what's it called, you put it back, that's where, what's it called, that's where you chayiv. The either lo mochi ladure, and you couldn't have spit it up, am I chayiv? Misa. Onusu. If you couldn't spit it up, you didn't do anything. You got stuffed it into your mouth, right, you're an onus. Gemara says, no, it's talking what? Lo tzricha de mochi ladure al yedei hadchak. You could spit it up, but it'd be only al yedei hadchak. So since you didn't spit it up, you're not an honest. You could have forced yourself to spit it up. So honest you're not. So therefore you're chayev misa. And on the other hand, you're not chayev on the mominus until you've swallowed it. Because it's in a place where, lemaisa, there's nothing you did except swallow it. The next thing is swallow it. So therefore the chiyuv mamon came from the swallowing, and the chi of misa came from the swallowing. According to Abaye, you're potter. According to Rava, you're still chayiv. Okay. Rav Papa Omar, another case where you could have this case where the chi of misa, the chi of tashlum come at the same time. You're going to talk about chaveru mashkin shal truma l'toch piv. You put liquid. So there's no chewing and swallowing. Everything comes at once. Rav Ashi Omar, bezor shal truma mishalo. Right, it's talking with a zor, a truma, while he was eating his own truma, the kara shirayin shel chaveiro. We'll see if that's muskum or not. That we'll get to. That's where I wanted to get to today. Your guy was eating truma, and while he was swallowing it, he tore somebody's clothes. So at the moment he's chayiv misa for eating the truma, he's chayiv Mamon for turning there, though it's Mamon Lazer, he's chayiv Mamon for this guy's clothes, and he's chayiv Misa for the Truma. It's two separate things, but they're happening at the same time. So the Gemara is going to discuss, is that also Kimlei v'Rab Mini? Is Kimlei v'Rab Mini only when one action, I'm chayiv Mamon and Misa for the same action? Or no, in the same action, I'm chayiv Mamon for one reason and chayiv Misa for a different reason, that also is Kimlei v'Rab Mini. That the Gemara is going to discuss. But that's the other possibility. Rashi. Mashkin shel truma velo tidcha kol shnuya beis ablia. You don't have to say it's talking with a guy stuffed it into your throat and you could spit it up if you wanted to, but not easily, and you didn't, and therefore you're not an onus, so you're chayiv misa, and there's no chiyuv gneva till you swallow it. And Mikivin should talk about the Talpiv Imasullah. It's talking about mashkim. As soon as you put it in your mouth, there's no way that you can spit it up and it's noticeable, it's mias. Velo Motzis Lichiyuve Mishum Gzela, the Holochazi Lamide. And therefore, can't be Machai of the guy for Gzela, because not fit for anything. So Elabat, on his grown, no mayo. So what is the Michaya for? For swallowing it, and what's it called? Getting Hana. Then you're Chayiv to pay money too, because you were Nehene. Right? Umechayiv, Umisa Tashlim Blank, and then the Chiyuv Mamon of being Nehene, and the Chiyuv Misa come at the same time, because you're not Nehene until you swallow it. So then you're Chayiv for both. And Ashi says, talking where you ate the Truma, and at the moment you swallowed it, you tore somebody's clothes. The Korah Shirayim B'Shosh Shabola. The Afagav the Misalab Mishum Mamona, the Nizik Ashilei Mifter. Even though the Mamon and the Misa don't come for the same reason, but they come at the same time, Ravashi holds your potter. Usvirale Ravashi Misala Zeva Tashluma Zeh Potter. That's what Gemara is going to discuss next. This Shaila of Misa Lezeva Tashluma, where you're Chayiv Misa for one reason and Chayiv Mamon for a different reason, but they happen at the same time. Does Kim Leib the Rabbi apply there or not? Okay. Shkoach for soon I'll wake up also.